This is Lauren Bond, and welcome to Dub Labs Out There. Imagine a soundscape that not only stimulates your auditory senses, but also connects us with the more than human world. Metabolic Sonic's groundbreaking practice, in which we have literally broken through the concrete of the LA River, fuses the machine with the biological. Here I am sitting on the LA Aqueduct in the Owens Valley. Let's start with a place that I always begin, sitting by a river. I watch it pass, this ancient waterway lifted out of its own bed and pushed through steel and concrete. And even inside all that infrastructure, it still feels like I'm looking at something older than any city. For thousands of years, rivers have represented the unconscious, the unknowable, the horizon we're drawn toward. Before we had cities or concrete or the straight lines beloved by empire, we had rivers that wandered. They carved valleys, fed wetlands, stitched entire ecosystems together into being. The Greeks had a word for that kind of river, meandros, a river so curvy, its name became a verb. To meander. So tonight I want to ask, what if we let our rivers meander again? And what if we followed their lead? What if we became the new Neanderthals? At Metabolic Studio, that question is at the heart of our work. We're an interdisciplinary hub. Many of us are here tonight. Raise your hand if you're from Metabolic. Thank you for, we're an interdisciplinary hub of art, research, engineering, ecology, and social practice. We intervene at the points where culture and environment meet with the aim of repair. We work from a belief that artists need to create on the same scale that society has the capacity to destroy. So we ask questions of ourselves and each other. How big is here? How long is now? Not poetically, but procedurally. These questions guide us, undoing, undeveloping, beginning again. In undeveloping just a moment, let's remember in all of our thanks here tonight, to thank the original people of this land that this beautiful building is on, the Tongva, the Gabrielino, who would have been here up on Bunker Hill that we later called it, because the basin of LA where our studio is located would be flooded at this time of year. So that we're probably sitting exactly where the original people of the city would have sat, and I'd like to remember them just for a moment. Now let's flip to what I call the dark map. When we go back to the question that artists need to create on the same scale that society has the capacity to destroy, and we start with the question, how big is here? Then I think we need to look at the whole cyborg watershed of the Intermountain West that brings us water here from hundreds of miles away in every direction. We are literally soaking up the snow cap of the Rockies and the Sierra. So we're going to spend a bit of time on this dark map. It's a map that tells a very different story from the one that nature intended. It looks like a map of rivers, but it's actually a map of control. Every dot is a dam, pump, diversion, intake, or outflow, a moment where human hands seized a river's agency. Zooming out, we see that every major river in the American West has become a machine, a cyborg. Los Angeles alone pulls water from 400 miles away. Altogether, this infrastructure supports 70 million people in a network of cities across the Intermountain West. and hundreds of millions more who rely on Western agriculture and industry. The wild lines on this map aren't the rivers. The dots are the wild lines now. They decide where water goes, who receives it, and which ecosystem will survive or collapse. This is the architecture of power. This dot represents the uranium tailings left along the Colorado River and the Rio Grande during bombing of the Great Basin. All of this moves into the watershed and out to sea and the Gulf of Mexico. This is a map of the Salton Sea with industrial ag and the Imperial Valley feeding the New River, which moves pesticides into the Salton Sea, which is rapidly evaporating. It itself is hydrated because of a breach in the infrastructure of the Colorado River. I have an artwork in that sea, so I can tell you that last summer, 3 feet of water disappeared from the entire Salton Sea. There's only about 4 feet or 5 feet at the deepest. And when that water's gone, all of those pesticides will get airborne and be entirely over the entire Intermountain West. This is the scale of the problem that artists need to create at the scale of. Then there's Owens Lake, once a shimmering inland sea, part of that network of cascading glacial lakes that move that snow cap all the way across the Great Basin to the Rockies. Now it's a vast salt plain, a wound at the foot of the Sierra. The snowpack above it's basically a memory of a river system that no longer reaches the river floor. What remains is an alkali dust, heat, and massive remediation grid. This is what water extraction at scale looks like, a landscape where absence becomes the dominant feature. Walking here, which I do regularly, both on the high grounds and the low grounds, you can feel the metabolism of our whole ecozone. The distances, the gradients, the buried conduits that tie the high mountains to our thirsty city. I walked with 100 mules walking the LA Aqueduct. I wanted to trace that wound directly. Many people in this room were here on that journey, too. We walked the length of the LA Aqueduct with the animals who built it. Did we know that the mule got to the West because George Washington imported them from Europe on the East to build water infrastructure? So they were brought out West to build the LA Aqueduct. But before that, they were brought out to bring water to silver miners up in the same Sierra. So we walked the length of this aqueduct with these animals and became a living diagram of the watershed, a watershed scale storytelling tool. Things. It's not enough to talk about it or even to do it. We have to reconnect people to that feeling of discovery of that vast wonder that has always existed before we got cut off from it. So we sing together as well with the community. That was not a professional orchestra. So this, back to the rational, is a subversive map of those black dot maps. This is a map where the dots are actually green, and they the green circles mean something entirely different. They mark our Meandros network. Our Meanderthal community is growing. These tiny punctures across the Bologna Creek watershed where we perform the opposite gesture of damming. We undo control, we soften it, we make way. Each site here with a green dot is the size of a single parking space. The standard unit of measurement in LA, we all understand. And that's intentional. Repair doesn't have to be glacial or giant. It can start small, or it can just start. So what happens at a Meandro site is asphalt is peeled back, soil gets to breathe, rain infiltrates rather than running off, seeds long buried wake up, microbial communities reorganize, and the aquifer gets a sip of water it so desperately needs. Small, yes, but real. This video will show you how it's done. So here's what I've learned. Undo what harms, and something ancient begins to stir. The soil remembers. Water remembers, the watershed remembers, but do we remember the water? We need to be together to do these unpavings. We fill the Meandros columns with the soil from the landslide, connecting this to our Moving Mountains project. Before colonization and channelization, landslides, floods, and debris flows regularly move sediment from the mountains to the valley. That's how fertility was created. Using landslide soils restores the lost conversation between highlands and lowlands. Once the LA River was straightened, armored, and contained, that ancient process stopped. The land couldn't move, sediment couldn't spread. The basin stopped renewing itself. So I got the trucks to bring the landslide to us, since the floods aren't allowed to do it anymore. And here's that landslide sitting in an old tow yard on the banks of the LA River. And just with sunlight and rainwater, all of the seeds from Topanga that were in that landslide started to regenerate. Many of you will be coming to the site on Saturday for a tour, so you'll be climbing this mound, this wondrous mound that we call the Mother Mound, which is part of the Moving Mountains network. So Moving Mountains asks, what if we let the river move again? What if we embrace the natural logic of flow, its curves, sediment, and wild seasonality, instead of confining it to a rigid channel? This ribbon of highway was the Mother Mound's home. It's a prototype of reintroducing water's intelligence into the city to also reintroduce the floodplain and the mountain ranges that would flow with the wild water back into the basins. So this was a drawing that I had done back in 2005 showing the river connecting the State Historic Park, because the State Historic Park, where I did Not a Cornfield, was nothing but a derelict train yard in 2004. I had to go down into the LA River, fill up a water truck, and take it over there to irrigate the corn seeds until I discovered that was illegal by being stopped by the LA DWP. Little did I know that I would still 20 years later be working on completing connecting the river and its floodplains. So this is the spot that you just looked at, and here we have the connection between the problem of sight. So the center of the radar is where the diversion from the LA River into Metabolic Studio is, and you can see axially that it's going to go into the state park where you see another circle, and that's where the anabolic monument was. And that's where the cyborg delta of the new river will be. All rivers need to have a spreading ground. So the state park will have a spreading ground made out of floodplain from underneath the LA River, landslide from Topanga, and newly treated LA River water. We're currently under construction, and we will reconnect the geographic floodplain on the most fertile land in the Tongva and Gabrielino network that's today part of the California State Park System. Bending the River proposes a vision of a city in which art is not just created for human aesthetic consumption, but also for literal consumption, enjoyment, and survival of many non-human Angelenos who co-inhabit the city along with its human citizens. Every time the high desert winds sweep through LA, you glimpse something older. Brittle grasslands, fire-shaped ecologies, a river that once braided and refused obedience. The land is still speaking. The question is, can we still listen? At Metabolic Studio, we listen through interruption. Small acts of undevelopment that loosen concrete's grip on water. Everything comes back to this. These construction workers are here introducing the LA River into the Motherwell at Metabolic Studio. Here is the messy ooze, the primordial ooze of what actually lies underneath the concrete of the LA River. We're boring underneath Union Pacific's railway lines here to bring the water to a 50-foot pit at Metabolic Studio. Here we will lift this water up, treat it before it's conveyed both to the LA State Historic Park to convey 100% of its irrigation needs. But we also have a pipe inside the newly enlarged Spring Street Bridge to bring water to Lincoln Heights, where we'll be partnering with a number of organizations to create shade to make a more walkable city. But can we make a pathway for the floodplain to return to itself? Can the river and the floodplain meet again? This diagram shows a freed river starting to move back through the city. The reality is most of this is done in pipes. So all of this started in 2005 in finding out that one could clean the toxins in a train yard and bring it back to health and vitality by growing corn on a site historically known as a cornfield, then finding out that you could irrigate using LA River runoff and being able, after 108 federal and state and local permits, to put the infrastructure in to redirect the flow of that river. But that is the easy part compared to what we have in front of us, which is the question of how to give our private water right back to the river itself. The idea of a private water right is only there to open a door that never existed before, allowing an artist-led studio to draw water, clean it, and distribute it for public use. This is a permit, but it's also a responsibility. It asks us to imagine a governance grounded in repair, sovereignty, reciprocity, and collective self-regulation that involves the right of the river to meander. And to do this, we need a new kind of governance that involves having indigenous leadership, neighbors along the river, nonprofits and land stewards of all kind, policymakers willing to listen, and artists who like to move rivers. And yes, we also need paperwork, the permits, the meetings. That's hydrology too. Because artists must behave like rivers, persistent, uncontainable, carving new channels through systems built to resist change. We begin tonight with a river that has been turned into a machine, a cyborg watershed, part river, part infrastructure, part memory, part wound. And here's the truth. We can't return to untouched nature. As Donna Haraway reminds us in a cyborg manifesto, a cyborg is a hybrid, a creature of social reality and a creature of fiction. Hybrids are not failures. Hybrids are openings where new worlds can begin. The American West is already a cyborg, so our work isn't about purity, it's about participation. It's about shaping the hybrid future rather than surrendering it to extraction and fear. Rivers never move in straight lines. They braid, meander, wander, split, converge and carve new paths through once what seemed immovable. This is not chaos, this is intelligence. So here is my invitation. Let us be cyborgs of a different order, not the cyborgs of control, but the cyborgs of connection. Cyborgs who listen, cyborgs who repair, cyborgs who behave like rivers. Let us carve new channels through rigid systems. Let us braid disciplines, neighbors, ecologies, and responsibilities. Let us meander toward the places most starved of care, and let us build together a watershed-scale future grounded in reciprocity and shared stewardship. Because if rivers ignore borders, maybe we can learn to ignore them too. And if rivers can return to themselves, maybe so can we. Thank you.